na na na. I feel so good, I don't know what's gonna move for me. Could I be the night fighting at the party? Could I be the liquor, could it be that you're next to me? I feel so good, I don't know what's gonna move for me. Could I be the party? Could I be the high grade women smoking? Could I be you next to me? Singing at the ear, nobody now watch, nobody no care. Me and me whole and me friend, them everybody here. And freely got the bar, got me the bar here. And the girl, them a go on bed. Some boy look me girl, me no go on bed. Look on everybody face, nobody said. It's like the best time me ever had. Because I feel so good, I don't know what's come over me. Could I be the nice fighting at the party? Could I be the liquor, could it be that you're next to me? I feel so good, I don't know what's come over me. Could I be the party? Could I be the high grade when me smoking? Could I be a next to me? And the DJ a gwan, everybody dancing, hear champagne a popping up. And the high grade a gwan, everybody share can. And the place is Ramos packing up. A beer girl in the dance, you know one a boy tell me they not on the dance. Cause every man hold a girl, every girl hold a man. Why both the groupies sing like a avalanche? I feel so good, I don't know what's come over me. Could I be the night fighting at the party? Could I be the liquor, could it be the journey? I feel so good, I don't know what's come over me. Could I be the party? Could I be the high grade women smoking? Could I be you next to me? There's something in the ear, nobody now watch, nobody no care. Me and me whole and me friend, them everybody here. And freely got the bar when me never hear. And the girl, them a go on bed. Some boy look me girl, me no go on bed. Look on everybody face, nobody said. It's like the best time me ever had. Because I feel so good, I don't know what's come over me. Could I be the nice vibes in the party? Could I be the liquor, could it be that you're next to me? I feel so good, I don't know what's come over me. Could I be the party? Could I be the high grade when me smoking? Could I be you next to me? Cause I feel so good, I don't know what's come over me. Could I be the night fighting at the party? Could I be the liquor, could it be that you're next to me? I feel so good, I don't know what's come over me. Could I be the party? Could I be the high grade when me smoking? Could I be you next to me?
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Yes, today's message is all you want is a feel-good message to pat your evil self on the back. Yes, the truth of the matter is a lot of people go to church because they want a feel-good message. A lot of people go to church because they want their pastor to preach to them a feel-good message so they can pat their evil selves on their back. You know, the truth of the matter is today people in our society, they're looking for feel-good messages. Yes, they want a message to make you feel good so they can pat their evil self on the back. They are looking for a message today that helps justify their evil lifestyle, and that's why half of the preachers today in America are paid off. They give you this feel-good message. They want a message that makes them feel good that says it's okay for me to live in sin. Or it's okay for me to watch these type of movies. Or it's okay for me to go to these clubs and drink and to get drunk as long as I feel good at church. As long as you're not convicting me. As long as you're not making me feel bad, yes, I'll keep going to your church. And these kind of people, they want these feel-good messages. And what do? They pay off these pastors who make $60,000 a year, and they won't convict you anything of your lifestyle. No. What you do is you suppress your evil because, yes, all you want is a feel-good message to pat your evil self on the back. So you want to feel good, right? You want a feel-good message. Now, you want Jesus to say everything's going to be okay. You want Jesus to say, hey, you're all right. Yes, you got him in a box. In your mindset, you think God is going to do whatever you want. You got God wrapped around your finger instead honoring the awesome and holy mighty God. You're like trying to wrap God around your finger, and you know what? You also got your pastor wrapped around your finger, because all you want is a feel-good message to pat your damn evil self on the back. Yes. You know, the Bible is such an awesome book, because so many times in the message of Jesus Christ, it convicts the people to the point that they wanted to throw him off a cliff. God's word is going to convict people to the point that they might want to kill you. We have pastors today in other countries that are literally being put to death because the message of Jesus is so offensive. The message of Jesus is a very offensive message to the wicked, evil people. But you want a feel-good message. You want to go to church, sit in your pew, you want to look good, pat yourself on your back, and feel real good of your evil self. You know, all you want is this evil message dipped in a little religious message to make you feel good, to pat your damn evil self on the back. I'm here to tell you, this is not the Word of God. The Word of God needs to convict. The Word of God needs to convict our souls. The Word of God should convict people around the world, and definitely in America. But today, the American people, all they want is a feel-good message. The truth of the matter is, as you look around in America, there's nothing to feel good about. What is there to feel good about? You're taking Jesus out of our schools. You're taking Jesus out of our government. You're taking Jesus out of our whole society. We're turning into a Chinese nation. China has literally taken control of this whole nation. Come on, somebody. You ain't listening to me today. We are losing our sovereignty. We are losing our individual liberties. And yes, we have taken Jesus out, what made this nation great. And no longer do we have anything in America. Everybody knows that we're in trouble. Everybody knows that we need help. Come on, somebody. But you're desperately looking for help everywhere else. You're looking for help through your mainstream television. You're looking for help through Hollywood. You're looking for help through religion. And I'm here to tell you today that all you want is a feel-good message to pat your damn evil self on the back, when the truth of the matter is, we need Jesus back in this nation. The truth of the matter is, we need Jesus back in our schools. We need Jesus back in our marriages. You ain't listening to me today because you're patting your damn evil self on your back as you ride your unpaid cars with your chromed out rims. You're looking really good. You're looking really pretty. You went to church with your suit and tie, that suit that you paid at Goodwill. Come on, somebody, but you're patting your damn evil self on your back. All you want is a feel-good message from your preacher. Oh, you ain't listening to me today because you're a dying soul and you're going to hell. I'm here to tell you today that the message of Jesus should not make you feel good. If you're going to hell and you're living an evil way, the message of Jesus should not make you feel good. You know, the Bible is a book that convicts our souls. It should make you tremble inside. Even though we all struggle with sin, you and I, when you hear the Word of God, it should make you shake and tremble. The Bible says, if He cast the angels into hell, what more can He do to you, O mortal man? What more can He do to me? Come on, somebody. The Bible says in 2 Peter 2:4, for if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but sent them to hell, putting them into a gloomy dungeon to be held for judgment. Come on, somebody. If God did not send, if God did not keep the angels from going to hell, what does He make you think He's going to stop you, you old wicked, evil self? Oh, yeah, I know. You just go to church because you want a feel-good message. I know you go to church because you want to look good. You want to look pretty. You go to these whorehouse churches today, these social whorehouses. You ain't listening to me today, but I'm here to tell you today, all you want is a feel-good message to pat your evil self on the back. When 2 Peter says, for if God did not spare the angels when they sinned, but sent them to hell, putting them into a gloomy dungeon to be held for judgment, how much more what God can do to you? He can send you right to hell, you old man, you old religious demon. Come on, somebody, I'm sick and tired of these religious demons all around me. I can't handle them anymore, these evil bastards. All you want is a feel-good message to pat your evil self on your back. You've paid off the preacher. He don't preach anything convicting anymore. He don't preach anything anymore. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you. All I know today is that you want this feel-good message. So, since today the church is a place of worship, it's a place that we worship Satan, and to honor this new world order, I believe all you want is a feel-good message to pat your damn evil self on your back, to somehow justify your evil and wicked lifestyles that you live day by day. Yes, your evil mindsets, your greed, your drunkenness, your adulterous actions. Come on, somebody. The evil things you do at work. Come on, somebody. We know what you do at work to get promoted. Your whole life is to get rich. Your whole life is to get a higher position. And the evil things that you do to your husband, wife, or the evil things that you husbands do to your wife. Come on, somebody. I know that you've had an affair. You evil. You're evil. But no, you want to go to church to pat your evil self on your back to justify your evil actions. You see, the truth of the matter is you're a wicked person inside, and I know you don't like to hear that. I know you don't like someone to tell you that you're dying and you're going to hell. I'm here to tell you today that you're an evil person and you're dying and go to hell. So God forbid you going to go to a church that ruffles your feathers just a little bit. God forbid you go and hear a pastor that might make you feel bad inside. I know you like to feel this good message. It's called a feel-good message. So when you leave, you can pat your damn evil self on your back, and you can continue living in your evil lives. But so many times Jesus preached, he convicted the people. Come on, somebody, in Luke 4:29, jumping up, they mobbed him and forced him to the edge of the hill on which the town was built. They intended to push him off the cliff. I don't know if you understand what this verse is saying here, but God was preaching, Jesus Christ was preaching the truth, and what? He went back to his hometown. They knew him as a little boy, and you know what they did? They wanted to push him right off the cliff. Why? Because his message was very convicting. They wanted to push him off the cliff. Come on, somebody. God's message is a very strong message. And I tell you what, you can feel good about the message of Jesus if you're following Jesus. But if you were following the world, no, you're not going to feel good. It's going to convict you. It's going to convict you. You know, they wanted to kill Jeremiah in the Old Testament because of Jesus Christ. They wanted to kill Daniel because of Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. So many prophets of the Old Testament because of Jesus Christ. They wanted to kill him because of Jesus Christ. When Jesus called, Jesus said to them, if God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God and now am here. I have not come on my own, but he sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Yet because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Can any of you prove me guilty of sin? If I am telling the truth, why don't you believe me? He who belongs to God, hear what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God and that you're a child of the devil. Yes, Jesus Christ called those religious demons the child of the devil, and they could no longer hear the truth of the Word of God. But that's okay. You just want to feel good message to pat your evil self on the back. I understand. That's all you want is a feel good message. You just want to feel good. You want to justify your evil ways. You want to justify your demonic evil self. When you leave church today, somehow you can say, you can pat yourself on the back and say, "All right, okay, I'm good for another week. Now I can live another evil week. Okay, I went to church. I went to mass. I can justify my evil ways one more time, one more week." God somehow, God's a loving God. He's tolerant. He can tolerate everything. No, that's not the kind of God we serve. That is not the kind of God we serve. I don't know about you today, but our God, He is a loving God, but the love, not the kind of love that you talk about. This kind of love is going to convict you. This kind of love is going to straighten you up. This kind of love is going to say, "Attention, right face, forward march, left, right, left, right." Yeah, this kind of love is going to straighten you up. Oh, come on, somebody. The Bible says that God disciplines those that He loves. Yeah, but you ain't hearing me today. God right now is in your face, America. He's saying you better repent right now. You're becoming the children of the devil. You were once, you had the motto that said, "In God, the Jesus God, we trust." But now your motto is, "I am a child of the devil," or "I trust in Satan. In Satan we trust. Let's move all of our jobs to China. Let's bankrupt America. Let's take away our freedoms. Take away our constitution." Yeah, that's a really good way. Let's have corrupt churches in America. Let's have a one world government religion. Come on, somebody. Let's just take away all of our sovereignties. Let's raid small farms. Let's throw away natural raw milk. You ain't listening to me today because you're looking so pretty. I know. All you want is to feel a feel-good message to pat your evil self on the back. But not only did Jesus call these Jewish people the son of the devil or the children of the devil, but you can see here in Matthew 12:34, "You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. You brood of vipers," he called them, "you're a bunch of snakes. You're a bunch of snakes." You know, the Bible is very convicting to the evil people of this world. If you are following the world ways, you will be convicted by the sovereignty of Jesus. If you follow the worldly ways, the message of Jesus will be very much a threat to you. Even right now in the UK, there's some people trying to take away the crucifix. You don't know about why the cross is such the cross of Christ is it does convict a lot of people. That's why you have a lot of these atheist groups going around trying to take off the cross. They're trying to take down the cross in every facet of our society. Yes, we might as well say we're the United States of China, because right now the Chinese have literally bought more real estate in this country than ever before. They literally have bought in factories, and you know that GM has sold out this nation and they've moved to China. I don't know about you, but I don't really feel good. I don't know, when I see the evil around this country, this doesn't make me feel good. I should be very much angry at where the churches are standing today. I'm pretty much angry in my heart and in my soul because I don't see preachers preaching the way they should. But you ain't listening to me today because, oh, I know, you just want a feel-good message. And that is why you go to church, so you can pat your evil self on the back. But not only does the Bible say in John 2, verse 13 through 22, Jesus clears the temple courts. When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple courts, he found people selling cattle and sheep and doves and other sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip out of the cords, and he drove all from the temple courts, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said, "Get these out of here. Stop turning my Father's house into a market." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." You know, the truth of the matter is, I think a lot of people are using God's house for the market. Million-dollar preachers today. Many churches are making millions of dollars. And why? They're allowing... Why? Because they're not preaching the truth. They're preaching this feel-good message. So when you go, your evil self, sitting in the front pulpit, patting yourself on the back, this feel-good message... Yes, I know. You just want a feel-good message so you can pat your evil self on the back. So you want to feel good, do you? Hey, you want to feel good? Well, you know, I don't feel good. When I look around, it doesn't make me feel good. Oh, but you want to feel good, huh? That's what you want? You want to feel real good, don't you? Well, I don't really feel good inside. When I look around, our Constitution is being destroyed. When I look around, they're taking Jesus out of every facet of our life. When I look around, small town America is gone. When I look around, all the factories are gone. When I look around, more poverty is infiltrated in America. When I look around, I don't see marriages. And wanting the biggest divorce now is in the church. No, but I don't feel good. But you want to feel good, don't you? You want to go to church and you want a feel-good message to preach your damn and to pat your damn evil self on your back. But you know what? Here's the truth of the matter is that Jesus' message convicted the evil of the world, and that's why they crucified him. They crucified Jesus. The world couldn't handle the truth. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and only through me can you have eternal life." Philip said to Jesus, "Well, show us this God, show us the Father, so we can know." Jesus said, "Well, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father." They couldn't handle that. In Matthew 10:21, when people realized it is the living God you are presenting and not some idol that makes them feel good, they're going to turn on you, even people in your own families. Listen, the church has become an idol that makes people feel good. Matthew 10:21 in the Message, when people realize it is the living God you are presenting and not some idol that makes you feel good. Truth of the matter is, pastors have become idols to make the congregation feel good. The truth of the matter is, we live in a feel-good society, and God forbid, don't you ruffle any feathers. No. You see, the church is idol, has become an idol. It's a place to make you feel good. It's become a social whorehouse, and the church is no more than idol worship. Now, are there good churches out there? Yes. Are there good pastors out there? Yes. Are all churches bad? No. But there are many, many things going on today in America. And I know all you want is a feel-good message to pat your evil self on your back. So not only did Jesus, did they try to throw Jesus off the cliff, and he told the Jews they are children of the devil. He called them a brood of vipers, and he went into the courts and he tipped over the money changers. Yes, you know, the Bible says, and 1 Corinthians 3:3, as long as you grab for what makes you feel good or makes you look important, are you really much different than the babes at the breast, content of when everything's going their way? You know, all you do is want to look good and feel good in the church, and you're no different than anybody else in this world. You're a snake. You're a brood of vipers. That's what Jesus says, and all you do is want to look good, and all you do is want to pat your damn evil self on the back every week and as you walk out the church. The truth of the matter is, I know, you want to feel good. You don't want nobody to tell you that you're wrong. You don't want nobody to tell you that you're evil. Yes, and you don't want nobody to tell you that you're going to hell because you want to feel good. You know, the Satan will make you feel good on the way to hell. Satan has a tendency to make you feel really good on the way to hell. Yes, he will make you feel loved. He will make you feel real good. And he will make you even feel lucky inside on the way to hell. You know, but if you do want to feel good, and if that's your goal to feel good, then you need to feel good. You should feel good if you're following Jesus Christ, the sovereign Jesus. If you're following the sovereign Jesus, the one who died for your sins, and he was raised from the dead, if you're following that Jesus who brings freedom, in Psalms 41:1 says, dignify those who are down in their luck, you'll feel good. That's what God does. If you want to feel good, then help someone that is down on their luck, help someone that's having problems, and share the name of Jesus with them. If you want to feel good, then tell someone about Jesus. If you want to feel good, ladies and gentlemen, then follow Jesus. Jesus will make you feel good in this evil time. Help somebody who's struggling. Help somebody who's having problems, and that should make you feel good. You know, if you're evil, the Bible should not make you feel good. But if you love Jesus Christ and follow Him, following Jesus should make you feel really good. You should feel great. You should feel alive. You should feel ready to dance, and you should have a new song on your lips because Jesus Christ will make you feel good. Jesus Christ should make you feel good. Following Jesus should make you feel good. In Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. When you follow Jesus Christ, the joy of the Lord, the peace of God that transcends all understanding, the happiness and the love that know that you're following the sovereign Jesus, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Yes. Ecclesiastes 3:12 says, I perceive that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. So take joy in the Lord. Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. So you want a feel-good message? Well, you should feel good that you love Jesus. You should feel good that Jesus died on the cross to give you salvation. You should feel good. You should feel happy. You should rejoice that you're on your way to heaven. Yes, that should make you feel good. In Proverbs 14:13, even in laughter the heart may ache, and the end of joy may be grief. The truth of the matter, it should make you feel good inside that you laugh. You should feel good inside that you're going to heaven. You should feel good inside that the world does not accept you. You should feel good inside that you're different. You should feel good inside that you're a child of God. You should feel good inside that Jesus called you to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, that should make you feel good. That should make you feel good. That should bring, as Isaiah 12:3, with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Your joy in the waters from the well of salvation should come to knowing Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ should make you feel good. Jesus Christ should make you bubble with joy. That should be the kind of feel-good message. Come on, somebody, that Jesus died for your sins. That Jesus Christ followed the Holy Spirit. Spirit fell on you, that Jesus Christ came to die for this lost and dying world. Yes, the name of Jesus should make you feel good. I don't know about you today, but I feel good that Jesus Christ has bought me with a price. I feel good that Jesus Christ reached down and He saved me from the miry clay. I feel good today that Jesus Christ set my feet upon the rock. I feel good today that I'm a new creation. I feel good today because Jesus said, no weapons formed against me shall prosper. I feel good today because I'm walking on air with Jesus Christ. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I feel good in Jesus. But you know what? All you want is a feel-good message to pat your damn evil self on the back. That's all you want. All you want is a feel-good message to pat your damn evil self on the back and to keep going your evil, wicked ways and to keep going your evil direction and to keep living your evil life. So you go to church every Sunday in your suit and tie. You look good in community. And all you want is a feel-good message to pat your damn evil self on the back. But I'm here to tell you, if you're following the evil world, Jesus is not going to make you feel good. But if you follow Jesus, then you should feel good.
I don't know what's going on for me. Could I be the night fighting at the party? Could I be the liquor? Could it be that you're next to me? I feel so good. I don't know what's going on for me. Could I be the party? Could I be the high grade women smoking? Could I be you next to me? Singing at the ear, nobody now watch, nobody no care. Me and me whole and me friend, them everybody here. And freely got the bar, got me the bar here. And the girl, them a go on bed. Some boy look me girl, me no go on bed. Look on everybody feels, nobody said. It's like the best time me ever had. Because I feel so good, I don't know what's come over me. Could I be the night fighting at the party? Could I be the liquor, could it be that you're next to me? I feel so good, I don't know what's come over me. Could I be the party? Could I be the high grade women smoking? Could I be you next to me? And the DJ a gwan, everybody dancing, fear champagne a popping up. And the high grade a gwan, everybody share can, and the place is ramos packing up. A beer girl in a the dance, you know one a boy tell me they not a chance. Cause every man hold a girl, every girl hold a man, wife out the group it seem like a avalanche. I feel so good, I don't know what's going on for me. Could I be the night fighting at the party? Could I be the liquor, could it be this your name? I feel so good, I don't know what's going on for me. Could I be the party? Could I be the high grade women smoking? Could I be you next to me? There's something in the ear. Nobody now watch, nobody no care. Me and me whole and me friend, them everybody here. And freely got the bar when me never hear. And the girl, them a go on bed. Some boy look me girl, me no go on mad. Look on everybody face, nobody said. It's like the best time me ever had. Yeah, cause I feel so good, I don't know what's come over me. Could I be the night fighting at the party? Could I be the liquor, could it be that you're next to me? I feel so good, I don't know what's going on for me. Could I be the party? Could I be the high grade women smoking? Could I be you next to me? Yeah, cause I feel so good, I don't know what's come over me. Could I be the night fighting at the party? Could I be the liquor? Could it be that you're next to me? I feel so good, I don't know what's come over me. Could I be the party? Could I be the high grade women smoking? Could I be you next to me?